Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning at 8 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone, with insight on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here is your host, Scott Whatley.
Good morning and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado, Colorado's Outdoorsman Radio Show, brought to you by Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And good morning, Red.
Good morning, partner. Good to be here this morning. Got a good show lined up.
We do. And I'm looking forward to it. And Red and I were able to catch the Rockies game last night with a good win. And that was a nice win for them out there.
A lot of fun.
So give us a call today. We'd love to hear from you, 303-331-7116. And as I mentioned, our show is brought to you by Lynn Lyle Chevrolet and our buddy Dan Johnson. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
How are you, sir?
Good, Dan.
Doing good. And I'm going to the Rockies game today.
Oh, are you? Well, good. Right. Well, you got to bring them luck, man. We did last night. So, yeah, it was a good game. They had, I think, 13, 14 hits and scored some runs. And so, it was a good game. All right.
Cargo got out of his slump a little. That was nice to see. Kinnear's still on a roll.
He was, right. Man. He hit that one home run, man. He jacked it. I mean, he pounded that ball, so that was good to see him do that.
Yeah, they need to get on a little roll. So.
You're right. Hey, Dan, you know, I had somebody actually ask me this week. They were looking at a vehicle, and they had been to a dealership. Of course, I told them to call you after they told me it, but they said, you know, they hear a lot of times in the paper, they hear a term certified pre-owned. Now, should that mean everything to every dealership, or can that mean different things to different dealerships?
Certified, the true certified car is certified by the manufacturer. So like in Chevrolet's case, you know, we put it through a more rigid inspection process, and, you know, it has to qualify. I mean, it can't have any body damage ever, and, you know, I mean, it's got to be just a super clean car. And with that, General Motors will, no matter how many miles on it, extend the warranty, you know, the bumper-to-bumper warranty, another 12 months, 12,000 miles. So, you know, so there's some value there.
Right. Okay.
Now, it's as next to new as you can get with some miles, and, you know, of course, there's a savings involved there. Is, you know, it's less money than a new one.
Sure.
It's a little more than just a, you know, just the same car that's not certified.
Okay. Now, you mentioned warranties, and that was something I was wanting to talk with you about. You know, we got a call this week with our Haystack Help program we do with Channel 4, and a guy had bought this third-party extended warranty through one of these, you know, dealers on Colfax. And I'm not saying all the dealers on, you know, East Colfax down there are, you know, bad when they're just the pre-owned dealerships. But I'm just saying, I'm a big, big believer in extended warranties when they're backed by a solid company like GM, you know. And, I mean, I bought it with my truck. And so tell us just a little bit about, you know, your feelings on extended warranties.
Be very, very careful of, especially the ones you get in the mail.
Yeah.
You know, they get the registrations and they kind of time it to where, you know, they think you'll be out of warranty, so you start getting bombarded by direct mail.
Mm-hmm.
And those warranties, there's so many loopholes. You know, they don't cover seals and gaskets. They don't cover this. They don't cover that. Only it's so hidden that you don't know it till you have the problem. And usually the problem is, you know, the normal things that go wrong. So, you know, they may cover the big stuff,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, they're going to nickel and dime you along the way, and it's not a good value. So be very, very careful about, you know, what company it is, and, you know, buy it from a reputable dealership.
No, that's true. And as I said, I encourage everyone, you know, on vehicles, you know, especially like with you guys, to buy that, because, I mean, you know, it's a few bucks to a payment, but I'm telling you, you know, and nowadays with just the way vehicles are built and all the computers and all the different things, man, it'll be the best money you ever spent in your life.
Exactly right. I mean, you know, an air conditioner is now, you know, a couple thousand dollars. I mean, it can be, you know, I mean, it's, you know, front ends. I mean, it's just, stuff's expensive, and it's so technical that, you know, the shade tree mechanic days are gone. And
that's a truth.
You know,
yeah. Now, what vehicles right now have some good incentives on them for people to come out today?
We got We got great incentives. Once again, the cruise, you know, nothing down, $199 a month. Silverado, I got up to $10,000-$11,000 off on the 13 models, trying to clear those out because the new 14 Silverado is here. And, I mean, everything we have. We're in the home stretch here. I got two more days before the end of the month, and we're making some deals today.
Well, good deal. Well, Dan, like I say, we say it every week, but, man, you know, you guys just do a class job out there, and we get so many other automotive issues, you know, with, like I say, with our Haystack Help program we do with CBS. And man, you know, the whole 4.5 years since we started Haystack and you've been with us, we've never had a complaint with you guys. And instead, it's the opposite where people just keep going back and then they send their friends. You know, my buddy Steve Pitcock that owns Hot Shots Automotive, you know, I sent him over there. He bought a couple of cars from you. And now he has probably sent 4 or 5 people over there that we know have bought. So, and that's
well,
the
that's
way it
the
should
best
be.
Way to do business.
Yeah, it
know,
is.
Repeat and referral is, you know, that's what we depend on, and we try to take care of everybody and have a long-term relationship with them.
Right. Again, it's Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, 14500 East Colfax, just right off of Colfax and 225. And Dan will be out there this morning, so go in and tell him hello. And their number is 303-344-3100. And you're still needing some pre-owned vehicles?
I am.
Okay.
I will give lots of money for nice pre-owned vehicles.
All right, good deal. Well, Dan, hey, we appreciate your time this morning. Hope you guys sell a bunch and bring the Rocky some luck this afternoon.
I will. Thanks, guys.
Okay, bud. Thank you. Stan Johnson with Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, and want to thank him. And one thing I want to tell you about, too, real quick, with Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, you know, July 1st, time is running out on some of the gun law things, and it's really running out on what I'm going to call time is running out to get a standard capacity magazine. So tonight from 4 to 8 at the Colorado Farewell to Arms Freedom Festival, the first 1,500 people through the gate, you're going to get a Magpul 30-round magazine. And that's going to be held at Infinity Park at 4599 East Tennessee in Glendale. And you can go to Rocky Mountain Gun Owners website for more information. But that's pretty much it. First 1,500 people through the gate, get a Magpul 30-round magazine. And again, that's held at Infinity Park in Glendale. And, Red, you stopped by one of our
Yes, I stopped
guys.
By Bob Ferris'
Ferris Survival.
Establishment
yep.
on at Ferris Survival and 3366 South Broadway and visited their store and saw all the different things that they have to offer. With survival gear and containers for water and water filters and prepackaged processed food and things of that nature. And he gave me a pamphlet while I was there called Oath Keepers. And I just want to read you just a little bit of that about their mission statement. Oath Keepers is a nonpartisan, nonpolitical group formed by police officers, state and federal law enforcement officers, veterans, active duty, and retired military. Their goal is to spread awareness of the growing threat of the use of police and military in exceedingly unconstitutional capacities. And what they do is, you know, law enforcement and military take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And the reason they the reason this organization has been started, evidently, is because they fear that some of these things that they're taking an oath not to do because of their oath to protect the Constitution, they believe that some of these things are going to take place mm-hmm. in our society and are taking place in some instances. Let me just read a few of these. It says, orders we will not obey. We will not obey orders to disarm the American people. And, you know, many sheriff's departments right. here in Colorado have stood together and say they will not enforce some of these unconstitutional laws that have been passed. And it says we will not obey orders to conduct warrantless searches of the American people. You know, and we were just talking earlier about the Boston Marathon and the bombing that took place there. And police were breaking into homes and yes. and searching them and things under the guise of having an emergency. And you don't understand all of that stuff, but that's one of the things that the Constitution supposedly guarantees that we're not going to have to go through. Number three, we will not obey orders to detain American citizens as unlawful enemy combatants or to subject them to military tribunal. It says, we will not obey orders to impose martial law or a state of emergency on a state. There's 10 of these, and we don't have time to read them all, but the reason this organization has been founded, and it's called Oath Keepers, with law enforcement and military personnel, saying we will not enforce these unconstitutional laws because they took an oath to defend and protect the Constitution. Well, they evidently fear that some of these things are going to take place in our society. Mm-hmm. You know, when growing up, when I was a kid, we never had to think about these kind of things. And but our culture has changed so dramatically in the last few years, and with the current administration, that these things are now something that we actually fear will take place in our society.
Yeah, it's a unbelievable time. It really is. And this is a Tanner Gun Show weekend, so if you get a chance, get out to Tanner Gun Show and check out some of our sponsors out there, Bushman's Quiver, and I believe our buddy Hunter Roop is back from Africa, so we're going to stop out there and maybe see him a little bit later. And so check out Bushman's Quiver. You can also check out Ammo Can, High Plains Safe Sales. And so go out there and tell them you heard about them on Sportsman of Colorado, and they have some good deals. Now, Ammo Can, I understand, has really gotten in a lot of ammunition. So if you're in need of ammunition, stop by their booth, talk to Kristen or Kurt. And again, they're the owners of Ammo Can, and they will take care of you in any ammo needs you have. Also, check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. We have an Ask the Expert box there, and if we use your question on air, we will get you a $25 Cabela gift card, and we actually have a question, and I'm going to let our second guest answer that question today from a person that sent us an email. We also have a bragging gallery where you can send us your photos, and you can look there at the photos and see what information we need, but just send us the photo of you and the animal you killed or caught, if you were maybe fishing, and just we want some information there with your name, hometown, and where you were, what you shot it with or caught it with, and it kind of makes it some fun for look at whatever the people are doing out there. If you want to hear about a certain topic, email Red or myself. You can scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com or red@sportsmanofcolorado.com. You can email us. When we come back, we're going to visit with Austin Brown. He is with Colder Weather Outfitters, and talk a little fishing and what's going on with him this spring. And then the last half of the show, we'll be visiting with Quentin Smith, our buddy. He's with QRS Outdoor Specialties, and talk a little elk hunting and big game hunting. Over-the-counter licenses on sale July 9th. Remember that. And leftover licenses on sale to the public at 9 a.m. August 6th at the Division of Wildlife down there. Colorado Parks and Wildlife, I should say. Mm-hmm. Our number is 303-331-7116. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado, and we'll be back with more after this.
Easy down the road I go.
This is Denver's Sports Radio, 1600. The Zone.
The number one concern for baby boomers today is financial security. Hi, I'm Dot Mechtenberg. I'm a financial advisor with 43 years of experience and have become the trusted resource for people planning retirement transitions. I want to see that you have enough money to enjoy the lifestyle you love for the rest of your life. For a free consultation, call me today at 303-647-1948. That's 303-647-1948. Or visit us at dotmechtenberg.com. That's dotmechtenberg.com.
Dot Mechtenberg Financial Services is an official company of Haystack Help and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Is the paint on your home faded or peeling? Are you tired of the paint colors in your home? Hi, this is Kevin Getz, owner of American Painting Specialists. We have been transforming plain houses and buildings into vibrant homes and offices throughout the Denver metro area for more than 25 years. American Painting Specialists offers high-quality interior and exterior painting services with guaranteed results. Call 303-937-1912 for a free, no-obligation estimate. And if you mention Sportsman of Colorado, you will receive $100 off a full interior or exterior paint job. Call 303-937-1912 or visit our website at AmericanPaintingSpecialists.com. American Painting Specialists Service is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. American Painting Specialists, for a professional experience from start to finish.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
Have you been accused of a DUI? Don't understand the forms you've been served? I'm here to help. My name is Kevin Flesch, and my law firm is in the business of defending you, both at the DMV process and the criminal court. We're going to try to keep your license and keep you out of jail. If you don't know what to do next, call me today, 303-884-1037. Again, that number is 303-884-1037. We provide free consultations and answer all of your questions. Remember, you have only 7 days after you're arrested to perfect your right to a hearing with the DMV. Don't give up that right. Don't go it alone. Call me today, 303-884-1037. Or visit my website, Criminal Law, Flesch Law, that's F-L-E-S-C-H, law.com.
Hi, I'm bankruptcy attorney Benjamin Yablon, author of The Bankruptcy Guide. If you're overwhelmed by debt, you need to call me today. My direct line is 303-562-3167. Come in today for a free consultation, and your copy of The Bankruptcy Guide is free as well. Once again, 303-562-3167. Or visit my website at yablonlaw.com. That's Y-A, B as in boy, L-O-N as in Nick, and the word law.com. I'm attorney Benjamin Yablon.
Are you paying for broken windows after every round of golf? Are you always yelling four to the fairway next to yours? Are you searching in the woods hole after hole? Do you continue to lose every ball in your bag? Do you turn a four-hour round into 5.5 hours? If you're that guy, or you invited that guy to play with you, you need No Slice. Just put No Slice on your golf club and it will eliminate your slice, guaranteed, or your money back. Enjoy golf again. For more information or to purchase No Slice, go to noslicegolf.com. That's noslicegolf.com.
At Iron Forge Trailers in Sedalia, you will find a full lineup of trailers. From ATV trailers to cargo trailers to dump trailers, Iron Forge is the place to go for all your trailer needs. Iron Forge is also an excellent resource if you need to rent a trailer. Full-service trailer repair shop and welding services are also available. Located at 7144 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call 720-312-7095. That's 720-312-7095. Or visit their website at ironforgetrailers.com. Iron Forge Trailers is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. And we are visiting with Lane Dobson with the Outdoor Resource Guide. And then our next segment here, we're going to be talking a little archery. But we're gonna, just one more question real quick, Lane, for you. And I appreciate you holding through the break. Tell us where people can get this Outdoor Resource Guide and how much it is.
It actually fits right into your archery segment. The best place to get it right now is at the, what's it called, No Limits Archery out there east of Denver. I think they've got a great indoor range, 3D range. I think they're one of the biggest archery shops in Colorado, and they'll actually have it on hand. And then you can also order it on our website. Starting this Sunday, it'll be in all Barnes & Noble stores throughout the state. So any of those stores. And right now, we actually, if you pre-order the next year's edition, you actually get 30 times the raffle tickets to win a pair of Zeiss HD 10x42 binoculars.
Okay.
So, and then next month, it'll be 25 and 20. It counts down until February through May. I think it's just one ticket. So through our website, you can get that. Otherwise, Barnes & Noble, No Limits Archery out of Denver. So any of those places.
Okay, good. And how much is it?
$10 on the shelf now. If you pre-order next year's, it's $8. That includes the digital edition and free shipping. So
okay, and then go to your website, Outdoorsman's, and that's S on OutdoorsmansResourceGuide.com.
Yep. Sure
okay.
Enough.
Hey, Lane, we appreciate it, bud, and we'll be in touch.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Lane.
All right. Let's go to the phones. We're going to be speaking with Don Feiseker with the Colorado Bow Association. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
I appreciate you allowing me to be on your program this morning.
Well, we certainly want to thank Full Rudd Archery, and they kind of gave you their slot today, and we appreciate them, and they've been a great partner for us, and we, you know, we certainly want to tell everybody they need to get out to Full Rudd Archery, and it's a great place to go out and shoot your bow and maybe get your bow tuned up. It's not too long. We'll be slinging some arrows at some game out there, so... Don, why don't you first of all just tell us, you know, just a little bit about your background.
Okay, well, on the subject of Full Rudd Archery, I was just out there yesterday getting the last pieces I need to head up archery hunting here in another month.
Right. That's coming up quick, isn't it?
It's coming fast. But the big thing is I've been hunting with a bow since 1958, Scott.
Well, that's when I was born, Don.
For my age, I guess. I harvested my first whitetail in 1955 in Pennsylvania with an old lever-action carbine, but ever since 58, I've been primarily hunting with a bow. I've been a hunter education instructor for Colorado Parks and Wildlife since 1983, and when we converted over and started teaching bow hunter education, that's been my prime passion ever since. I teach three classes a year in the Denver metro area, and I'll be going next month up to Oak Creek, Colorado, teaching a class for Colorado Parks and Wildlife up there. But what I'd like to talk about today is the Colorado Bow Hunters Association, in partnership with many people, including Colorado Parks and Wildlife, started a program called Becoming a Bow Hunter.
Right.
Now, what's interesting, Scott, this program's open to anybody that wants to become a bow hunter, from 10 years up to senior citizens, as long as they have never harvested a big game animal with an archery tag.
Okay.
And the way this program started, in 2012, the Colorado Parks and Wildlife started an initiative, which I'm certain you're aware of, called Partners in the Outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the chairman of the CBA at the time, and I had my people make a recommendation at the initial meeting to start this Becoming a Bow Hunter program. And after a lot of reviews, it became a top priority on this partnership in the outdoors, and the CBA, Colorado Parks and Wildlife, state archery shops like Full Rudd Archery and No Limits, that your previous guy just talked about,
right,
are partners in. And along with over 20 private ranches that tied into the program now and committed to make this program work.
Yes, Don, do you have to have your own equipment to enter into this program?
Absolutely not. The program is broken down into three phases. Phase one is introducing new people to basic archery and shooting techniques. We will provide all of the equipment for phase one. And we do this through this partnership with, like, Full Rudd Archery. They're allowing us to use their equipment and facilities to do the phase one training. When they go into phase two, Scott, that's when they're going to have their own hunting equipment. In other words, it has to meet the regulations for Colorado, a minimum of 35 pounds draw weight, no more than 80% let off.
Oh, okay.
All right. So they have to at that time, but when they finish phase one, they'll make a decision then whether they want to continue on with the program or if they want to just drop out of it.
Right.
We're just trying to introduce new people to the sport and hopefully get them into hunting with a bow and arrow.
Right. Now, you know, we're going to be giving a lot of information here, so I want to give out a website you can go check out. It's coloradobowhunting.org, and if you click on education there, then it'll bring you another drop-down box, and you can click on Becoming a Bow Hunter. So coloradobowhunting.org, click on the Education tab, and then look for Becoming a Bow Hunter, and you'll get a lot of this information. And we'll give Don's number here when we close out. So you've got different phases. So phase one, you just explained, and then walk us through the other phases.
Okay, phase two is where they actually go through the formal bow hunter education course. All of our instructors are certified by the International Hunter Education Foundation, and on the completion of that, they will get a bow hunter cert card that's good anywhere in the world that requires mandatory bow hunter ed.
Oh.
Once they've completed the course, then they go through an extensive 3D field training. And at the end of it, they have to actually pass a field competency shooting exam. And when they do that, they're ready to move to phase three. Also, at the end of phase two, when they complete that, we give them a one-year free membership into the Colorado Bowhunters Association, which we currently have about 4,600 members.
Okay, Don, tell us a little bit about the age requirements, and do parents have to be there, and what ages and stuff is involved in that?
Okay. Age requirements, anybody 10 years, anybody 10 years or older, the parents do not have to accompany the students, the kids, through phase one and phase two. But I didn't talk about phase three, and phase three is where we actually take them on a private ranch that's never allowed the public to hunt on before, on a guided, mentored, big game archery hunt. At that time, the parents have to accompany them on the hunt, at least to the ranch. They may not physically go with them when we put them in a tree stand or a ground blind, but they have to be there on the ranch when we do the hunt.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then, now, how much does it cost for someone to participate if they want to go through all three phases of the program?
Total cost is $100. It's $25 for phase one and phase two, and that just covers administrative costs for us. And then phase three will be a $50 fee for the actual mentored hunt.
Oh, man, that's a great value for all that.
Oh, for what they're going to get.
Yeah.
I wish my grandson would have had this opportunity years ago.
Okay. You know, just real quick, what do you think, you've been doing this a long time, what do you see when you're out hunting with someone and maybe they're just getting into archery? What are some of the biggest, the top two or three mistakes people make when they're archery hunting?
Well, the biggest mistake anybody makes archery hunting is moving too fast, Scott. Archery, you know, you have to be very good at stealth techniques, getting in close. I haven't taken a shot over 25 yards in probably the last 30-some years. And to get that close, you have to be super quiet. You have to, biggest thing is watching the wind currents.
Mm-hmm.
You can wear the best equipment, clothing in the world, but if you don't have the wind in your favor, you might as well turn around and go home.
Wow, that's got to be... Red and I, unfortunately, hadn't been able to get that close. We did archery for a couple of years, and we switched back to our 300 Weatherbys and things, but that's got to be a feeling at 25 yards and getting a nice bull or something, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you something. The biggest thing that ever happened to me was 2 years ago, I was hunting up in Area 18, which is up near Willow Creek Pass.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hunting for elk, and I had probably a 45-inch spread bull moose step over the log I was nestled up against and actually brushed my shoulder with his front shoulder. And
oh,
never knew I was there.
Wow. I tell you what, Don, can you hold on with us through this break, and we'll bring you back here in just a minute or two?
You bet.
Okay, great, because we've got some more information. This is a great program, and we certainly want to get the information out. Again, their website, coloradobowhunting.org. Don's number, if you want to call him directly, 303-344-8880. That's 303-344-8880. And coloradobowhunting.org. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado, and we got to take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Gone are the wind. Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. If you or a loved one have been injured by the negligence of another person or company, please contact the firm of Irwin & Boson for an honest and fair evaluation of your case. You need a firm of experienced trial attorneys dedicated to protecting your rights. Listen, I've known John Boson for years, and he will give you the personal and professional guidance you need. Call today, 303-999-9999. That's 303-999-9999. Or visit their website, coloradolawyers.com. Irwin & Boson is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
It's 2013 and time to ditch Grandpa's vest look while out on the river. Mountain River Lanyards offers a complete range of quality handcrafted fly fishing lanyards and accessories. Our products are designed and built by people who work and play in the great outdoors. For more information on where to find Mountain River Lanyards, call 303-690-0477. That's 303-690-0477. Or visit their website at mountainriverlanyards.com. Mountain River Lanyards is an official sponsor of Sportsmen of Colorado.
Planning on some spring or summer cleaning? Maybe a remodel job is in your plans. It's the Roll-Off Remedies Spring and Summer Special. Get a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285 when you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Free delivery and free pickup and 24-hour delivery on all boxes. Call 303-433-1553. That's 303-433-1553. Or visit their website at remediesdumpsterrental.com. Roll-Off Remedies is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official sponsor of Sportsman.
When it comes to taxidermy, I can assure you that all taxidermists are not created equal. Preserve your hunting memories for generations to come with Hunter T's Taxidermy. Owner Keith Kaufman uses the finest products, the most trusted techniques, and real-life experiences to create your custom work of art. Every mount is individually crafted to bring out the best in your trophy. Call Hunter T's at 303-973-3098. That's 303-973-3098. Or visit their website at HunterT'sTaxidermy.com.
Spring is here, and now is the perfect time to get your home in shape. Whether you have a minor plumbing or HVAC repair, or you want to replace an entire heating or plumbing system, Lakewood Plumbing and Heating does it all. For over 40 years, Lakewood Plumbing has been assuring your 100% satisfaction. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive a preseason air conditioning tune-up for only $99. That's right, only $99. Call now, 303-233-7007. That's 303-233-7007 or visit lakewoodplumbing.com. Lakewood Plumbing and Heating is an A-plus member of the BBB and an official registered company of haystackhelp.com.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. For 36 years, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet has been family-owned and operated. The Chevy Silverado, longest-lasting, best gas mileage, best resale of any truck you can buy. Buy any new or used vehicle and receive a $200 gas card. Lynn Lyle has a full service department body shop with super competitive prices. Call 303-344-3100. That's 303-344-3100. Or visit their website at LynnLyle.com. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. This is Red Merrill for High Plains Safe Sales. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Canon safes offer the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes for your home. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainssafe.com. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Nothing protects like a cannon.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Our number is 303-331-7116, if you want to give us a call. We are visiting with Don Byseeker. He's with the Colorado Bow Association. Again, the website, coloradobowhunting.org. Click on the education tab, then becoming a bow hunter, and that's what we're talking about. So, Don, real quick, now when will the CBA begin taking registration for the program?
Okay, Scott, we've already started taking registration. We have close to 300 people signed up.
Wow, okay, good.
We've broken the state up into five regions, northeast, northwest, southeast, southwest, and Denver Metro, with regional managers for each of the regions, and that's all on our website. We're all volunteers. Nobody's getting paid for anything for this. It's just the whole organization, Colorado Bowhunters Association, is made up of volunteers. But we're actually piloting the first Phase 1 course tomorrow morning in Colorado Springs at Cheyenne Mountain State Park.
Okay.
And within 2 weeks, we plan on starting the scheduled training throughout the entire state in all the other four regions. So it's a great opportunity for people to get in that's never bow hunted And our instructors and mentors are people with anywhere from 10 to 35, 40, or like me, 55 years of experience.
Okay. Wow, that's great.
And it's all free to them other than the administrative cost.
And so, Don, in order to get registered for these classes, then they have to go to your website and get registered?
Exactly. If they go to the website and go to the education and becoming a bow hunter, like you explained earlier, there's an application form on there that they can download on their desktop, fill it out electronically, and mail it back in to the regional program manager for the region that they live in.
Okay, that's great. All right, Don, man, this is great information. And you know what? We would love to have you back just to talk about your bow hunting and maybe give some bow hunting tips for our listeners and everything because, you know, there's definitely an art to this. And we would love to get some great tips from you.
Right. And I'd love to come back, Scott. And let me tell you, since the Hunger Games movie, which I'm certain you're aware of, it's just went ballistic. Most of the archery shops are back ordered 6 months to a year for equipment, certain types of equipment because of that movie. Full Rudd Archery, who sponsored me on your program today, is one of our partners, and we will actually be conducting phase one training in their facility within the next probably 4 to 6 months.
Okay, that's great. Well, Don, we appreciate your time. Again, Don Beisecker with Colorado Bow Association, coloradobowhunting.org. Click on the education tab, then becoming a bow hunter. There's more information there. If you want to call Don directly, 303-344-8880, 303-344-8880. And Don, we appreciate it.
And Scott, thank you very much for having me on your program, and I hope you have a good day.
Okay, you too, sir.
Bye.
All right, let's go to the phones. We got a Jim calling us. Jim, how are you?
Just fine, Scott. How are you?
We're doing well. We're doing well. I got Red here in studio with me, and you and I, we talked this week, and our last evening, I believe it was our last evening, we were in Africa. Jim landed there.
Yes.
And, and you know, you hunted after us, and again, this was with Bushman's Quiver, and so tell us a little bit about your experience.
Well, you're right. I got there the evening before you left, and I went down and sighted in my rifle the next morning and then came back and had lunch and saw you off to the airport, and then I went out with the same guide that you had, which is FC, and the first afternoon in the field that I went out with FC, I harvested a really nice blesbok. And the hunting down there was just absolutely incredible. And I would urge anybody that's considered a trip to go ahead and do it. The accommodations were exceptional. Probably the people that put the whole thing together made the whole thing about it as pain-free as possibly could be expected of any trip of that magnitude.
And that's exactly right, Jim. And the whole organization is first class. Tell us, what other animals did you kill beside the blesbok?
Well, the next day I went out and took a real nice 8-inch warthog, and it was one of the animals that I had added to the list. And there's an old saying about the warthog that it's proof that God had a sense of humor.
Yeah,
that's true.
But it was an exceptional animal and extremely tough. And later that afternoon, I took a very nice impala. And then on the third day, I had a real nice opportunity on a blue wildebeest. And then that afternoon, I like you and Red, I took a very exceptional kudu.
All right. Good deal.
So it was an outstanding trip. And except for the airplane ride both ways, I would I highly recommend it.
No, exactly. And, you know, when we first met with Hunter Roop, again, Hunter's out the Tanner Gun Show all the time. And Hunter's exclusive agent, and that means a lot, you know, for them to have him here in locally in Castle Rock. Hunter's number, by the way, is 303-663-4763. If you want to talk to him or email us through our website at Sportsman Colorado, we can give you information. And, you know, we met so many people that spoke so highly of their experience with Bushman's Quiver. It was almost too good to be true, wasn't it, Red?
I mean, it sounded like it, yes.
I mean, everybody was saying, like, it is the greatest thing in the world, and everybody's so nice. And it's like, man, how can anything be that great? And only till you experience can you see why everybody said that.
That's right. And it was a tremendous experience. Jim, what of the animals that you killed, what was your favorite one, the experience that you had?
Well, I actually enjoyed the impala. They're extremely wary. And I actually went out. I enjoyed the impala enough that I added another impala to my hunt. And they are extremely beautiful animal, very graceful, and they're very wary. One afternoon, we went out and on a still hunt, we were not moving whatsoever, and we had an impala bust us at 200 yards. And we weren't moving, we weren't doing anything. And the next thing we did is glanced over with our eyes. And this impala at about 200 yards had already busted us, and in 2 seconds he was gone.
Mm-hmm. What was the longest shot you made?
I didn't take anything over 75 yards, so we got extremely close to all the animals that I harvested.
Wow, that's great. Now, you used Dale's service with Hunter's Permits Africa as well, didn't you?
Yes, I certainly did.
Yeah, and we highly recommend. And, of course, we are pushing Bushman's Quiver because not just because they're a sponsor, but because we really believe in them. We've experienced it, and we really stand behind them. But she does for a lot of different outfitters there in the South Africa region. But I'm telling you, that was the best $130 ever spent to get guns out of this room there in the south in Johannesburg Airport. I mean, there was probably...
Yeah, that's a little bit overwhelming when
yeah.
you get there. And she made that whole process very, very enjoyable, if you will. But one thing that I was probably most taken about with about the whole trip is most people have the conception that it's extremely expensive. And it really is not. It's just the opposite. It's very affordable. You can actually spend more on a guided elk trip in Colorado if you're going after trophy elk than you can spend on a whole African safari for 8 days.
Yeah, no, Red and I, one time at the International Sportsman's Expo, met a guy, I think it was from Utah, and it was like $11,000, I think, for a bull elk hunt, like you said.
Yeah, for a trophy bull elk hunt. And for that much, we got to go over and kill 10 animals in South Africa.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So I was under the misconception that going to Africa was a rich man's sport, and it really is much more reasonable than that.
Yeah. Well, Jim, we sure appreciate you calling in today, and we'll stay in touch with you, and I'm sure we'll see you around at the Tanner Gun Shows and around the booth there at Bushman's Quiver. So we appreciate you calling in.
Okay, I'll see you at the Sportsman's Expo for sure.
Sounds good.
Definitely. All right, that's Jim Marshall, and again, hunted with Bushman's Quiver as well, and had a great time there. We come back, we're going to talk a little muzzle loading with you today, and talk with Jim Fox, the owner of the store called The Blunderbuss, out in Denver off of Washington Street. So if you got some muzzle-loading questions, give us a call, 303-331-7116. This is Sportsman of Colorado, and we'll be right back.
Meet my twin sister, Betty Lou.
Test your skills in the dense brush by the river or guard the Alamo. Paintball Adventures offers Colorado players access to a variety of fields to play in, off-field rentals, and much more. Paintball Adventures handles all types of bachelor, birthday, corporate, private, and church parties. Located at 7375 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call now for your Sportsman of Colorado special. The number is 303-762-6160 or visit their website, paintballadventuresofdenver.com. Visit their pro shop at 3107 West Hamden Avenue, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife was created in 2011 by the merger of Colorado State Parks and the Colorado Division of Wildlife. Colorado Parks and Wildlife are the leaders in conservation, outdoor recreation, and wildlife management. Parks and Wildlife employees and their partners work together to provide ongoing and outstanding customer service through recreational programs, amenities, and services. For more information, visit the website at wildlife.state.co.us. That's wildlife.state.co.us.
Full Rut Archery and Hunt Club offers LaPorte Archery Bow Trap Shooting, state-of-the-art techno hunt, and an indoor and outdoor 3D range. They also have an indoor target range up to 30 yards and a full-service on-site bow shop. Full Rut Archery also offers antelope and deer hunting on 15,000 acres in Elbert County. Drop by and check it out, and have lunch at the Broadhead Cafe. Lessons are also available, and $20 will buy you your annual membership. Call 303-840-9200 or visit their website at fullrutarchery.com.
Running a small business today certainly has its tax challenges. Hi, this is Scott Watley to tell you about Sherry Christian with the SC Tax Group. Having the right CPA that you can trust can literally mean the difference between success and failure. A certified public accountant is a valuable tool for any upcoming and ongoing business, large or small. Put your mind at ease with SC Tax Group. Accurate, efficient, professional tax preparation. SC Tax Group. Call 303-753-8200. That's 303-753-8200.
Now is the time to get your concealed carry permit. This is Joe Dedon with TAC One Consulting, the official CCW training provider for the Tanner Gun Shows. All of our instructors are law enforcement with firsthand knowledge on surviving violent encounters. Call now, 720-432-3229. That's 720-432-3229. Mention Sportsmen of Colorado and receive $15 off either our 3-hour or 6-hour classes. Call TAC One Consulting now for details, 720-432-3229, or visit our website, taconeconsulting.com. That's T-A-C-O-N-E consulting.com.
Have you given up on finding the right camper that truly fits you and your family's needs? Well, there's hope. At Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, we have developed the most personalized, toughest, best-performing off-roading campers imaginable. Yes, if you can imagine it, we can build it. At Phoenix Pop-Up, we would welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver you the best service in the industry. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $1,000 off your new custom camper. Call 303-286-3921. That's 303-286-3921. Or visit our website at phoenixpopup.com.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Our number is 303-331-7116. And, you know, I tell you, if you take a trip on an airplane with your guns, let me recommend SKB Cases. They're a sponsor of our show. And I tell you, they gave Red and I two great cases, and we actually took our shotguns over there for some waterfowl hunting, and as well as our rifle, and boy, these cases were awesome. So
yeah, they did a great job, and our guns were 100% zeroed in when we got there because our SKB cases protected them and kept them real snug inside the cases, and it was a great case to to take your guns over.
Yeah, and they roll on wheels, got a handle on it, yep. Really nice. And so check out their website, skbcases.com. Want to go right to the phones and talk with Jim Fox. Jim is the owner of The Blunderbuss. They're located out at 7316 Washington Street, a little bit up north, and been in business since 2003. So, Jim, how are you?
Morning.
Well, I got Red here, my partner, which you met when we came out and visited you at your store as well. And so tell us just a bit about your background and how you got into this muzzle-loading business.
Well, I basically ruined my hobby by making it a business.
Right.
I had been shooting muzzleloaders for about 8 years, and I decided when I was looking at changing careers that I wanted to open a gun shop. So I specialized in muzzleloading for 8 years when I was located down on Colfax.
Yeah, you were down there a long time, and we found out about you through Dave Weddle, which owns Frontier Gallery, and he said, man, you want to know about muzzle loading? This is the expert. So we were glad to come out there and visit with you. Now, boy, I tell you, muzzleloaders, just the rifle themselves has really changed over the years.
Yeah, yeah. The basic concept of a muzzleloader started back in the early 1500s with what was called a handgun. It was set off by, it was a team thing. The original one was holding the hands made of cast iron. That didn't last very long because their hand was gone when it blew up.
Hate when that happens.
Anyway, it just progressed from being set off with a hot poker to a matchlock to a wheel lock to flintlock to today with the inlines with the and actually an inline action, meaning the ignition is in line with the barrel instead of sitting off to the side like a Thompson Center Hawken or something like that. The first ones were built in the 1700s and were flintlock.
Yes, and which do you like best personally?
Personally, I'm a traditionalist. I like the side locks. I have several cap locks, a couple of Civil War muskets, and a couple of flintlocks, and quite frankly, the flintlocks are fun, but it's an art form. It's something that you have to work yourself into.
And what kind of different brands and stuff do you handle there in your store?
Mostly Lyman and Traditions, because just 5 weeks ago, Thompson Center quit making the Hawken right after they got Smith & Wesson got sold.
Oh, I was not aware of that.
That's the news to us,
huh?
So yeah. I found that out through the back way. I also carry Green Mountain rifle barrel, muzzle-loading barrels, and they had a drop-in barrel system that was made to fit the Thompson Center, so you could put different calibers in your same rifle for a lot less than buying a new rifle. And they told me, like, 2 days after the decision was made, they were going to stop making the interchangeable barrel system because TC quit making the breech plugs because they quit making traditional rifles.
Uh-huh. Do you carry completed guns as well as kits to, you know, where guys that are a little better craftsmen can build their own guns?
I do carry some kits. Lyman and Traditions are the two that are factory made kits, and then I can get Tennessee Valley muzzleloading kits also. I'm a dealer for them. But I carry mostly factory-finished guns, so you can pick it up, take it out, go shoot it.
Uh-huh. What, you know, like if you're hunting deer or elk, what caliber of muzzleloading do you recommend?
According to the regulations, deer, bear, and anything smaller, a 40 caliber is legal. But the minimum projectile requirement weight, required weight is 210 grains. So in anything 50 caliber below, that requires you use a bullet, a longer projectile than a round ball.
Uh-huh.
If somebody wants to hunt with round ball, you have to go with 54 caliber or bigger. And those are more than adequate for elk and moose.
Uh-huh. Well, when you when you're hunting, what type of bullet do you prefer?
I prefer a round ball.
Uh-huh. Round ball, the more well, you already said you're more traditional
and right.
Stuff. Absolutely. Let me ask you this about the hunting seasons. Would you like to recommend a split season, say, for primitive and another season for the more modern?
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
I would like to see a muzzleloading season extended to 2 full weeks and split it like that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. This year, the commission did a good thing and moved muzzleloading season up to the second week in September instead of the first. It's the starts the 13th this year, so you're more into the rut.
Yes, well, boy, I agree mm-hmm. with that. And Scott and I have been muzzleloading several times, and I have killed animals myself with muzzleloading. But the first time we went for elk together, we struck out. Not that our guides put us on some nice bulls and
you had to go there, didn't you?
Something
you
happened.
Had to go there.
Something happened in between the pull and the trigger and the and the impact of the bullet, which actually didn't happen. So that's the one thing about the muzzle loading, boy. You get one chance. If you miss, those animals turn into greyhounds and they disappear pretty quick.
Yeah.
it always amazed me how a critter with a rack that's 5 feet wide can go between two trees that are 3 feet apart.
No kidding.
And not make any noise doing it.
Yeah, you're right. We're visiting with Jim Fox. He's the owner of the Blunderbuss. They're located out on Washington Street, 7316. And their number out there is 720-207-2843. And Jim is an expert in this field. And so, boy, if you're, you know, a muzzle loader and you need some things, Red and I have been out the store a few times. He's got a great store out there. And if you're just thinking about getting into muzzle loading, you know, this is a guy that you could talk to that can help you get started and give you some good tips. And now you also do some manufacturing, right?
I manufacture round ball and bullets.
Right, right. Okay. And, you know, you got a few cool things laying around the store, too, with your medieval weapons, I guess you could call it. But yeah, we've noticed a few good deals around your store there too.
Yeah, I changed my saying to firearms, black pattern, historic weapons, so I could cover the range. I've got some cold steel swords aimed at the medieval reenactors, and then I've got some cannons, and a lot of rendezvousers like shooting cannons off just for noise. Okay. I like shooting, trying to hit something.
Right.
And
now, what kind of black powder do you like?
I personally use Golex black powder, and that's what I carry.
Okay.
I can get Swiss black powder, but it's much more expensive.
Oh, okay. Great.
When I get it, it's for the black powder cartridge shooters.
Okay.
Golex came out with a new line called Old Insford. Comes in 3F, 2F, and 1.5F, and it's aimed at the black powder cartridge shooters, and it's only like $1.50 a pound more than the standard Golex. Mm-hmm. So it's an attempt to compete with Swiss powder.
All right, and you're open 10 to 5 today, and then Tuesday through Friday you're open 10 to 6, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, great. You know, when people walk in, what's one of the main questions that you get asked all the time when people want to get into muzzleloading?
People who are hunting say, well, what kind of bullet do I need? And my stock answer is whatever's accurate. And they look at me frustrated, and I said, look, it's like reloading for your bench rest rifle. You got to go out and work up your load, figure out what projectile that gun likes.
That's true. That's true. And, you know, it is a lot different. As you know, Red and I went to South Africa, we used rifle out there, but the muzzle loading, and just like we had a gentleman on with archery before, I mean, they're just totally different way of hunting with them, but they are great fun.
Muzzle loading includes a lot of the skills of an archer, because you've still got to be able to get close to the critter. About 125 yards is the maximum distance you want to shoot with open sights and a muzzle loader, because all the projectiles lose energy very quickly. You want to make sure you kill the beast rather than wound it.
Right.
Sure, because you're using a lot heavier bullet in most cases, and it's great for 100 yards, 110 yards, like you say, but then it begins to lose energy quickly, and you really have to know your weapon.
Exactly.
All right, Jim. Hey, we appreciate it. Get out to Jim's store today. Tell him you heard about him on Sportsman of Colorado. Again, he's located at 7316 Washington Street. His number is 720-207-2843. Jim, we appreciate your time, and we'll be out and see you soon.
Thanks for having me on the air.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you for listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. Send us your questions through our Ask the Expert segment, and send us your pictures on the Bragging Gallery. For my partner, Red Merrill, my name is Scott Whatley. Have a great weekend, and we'll be back next Saturday with more of Sportsman of Colorado.
Pair of boots and a sack of
KEPN, Lakewood, Denver. A Lincoln Financial Group station.
Denver Sports Radio, 16. 16-